Just a light pitter-patter to start us off.
Yeah. A little ASMR. Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I got a song I want to play.
Yeah?
I don't really know how I would start this song. I would call this song... Hey, didn't you hear Cody's doing a charity where he runs... What is it? A mile per thousand?
Mile per thousand, yeah.
This song is called We're Donating $5,000 so you run a extra 5 miles.
Wait, actually?
Yes.
Who is?
We are.
Are you serious?
Yes. Right now?
Yeah, right Great. Now. Yeah.
Wait, what? Is this real or is this a joke?
This is real.
Actually?
And everybody... Go run it up. So Cody has to run a bajillion miles.
Yes. Go to Cody Trains YouTube channel. Where Luke, can you pull it up and we'll just see
I'm
the
like
marker
gonna cry.
Go up.
This is fucking awesome.
Why? Why are you gonna cry?
Well, because like we're not like we have 2 weeks left. I really thought that we'd get to 50K pretty easily.
Oh.
And I'm having a hard time like getting like, you know,
oh, no,
close to
no,
the finish
folks,
line here.
Come on now. We
so 5K brings me to 40 miles. 40K, that's 40 miles.
Let's get Cody to... can we get an angel investor donor, please, to donate $100 million, please?
No, don't.
Yeah.
I'm kind of torn on that because...
All right, so you're at 35,971 now, so...
Let's go ahead and throw a fiver in there.
If we just put 5,000 more on there...
This is sick because... By donating through TMG, I guess it's also me donating.
Yeah. 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 You ever wanted to donate to yourself? But hey, half of it's me.
Yeah, that's true.
A 2.5 miles is
me. I appreciate
me,
that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I'm going to think about you during those 2.5 miles.
Just for those 2.5.
Just though. For, the, and then I'm.
Yeah, as soon as you get to 2.5001,
yeah.
You better switch it over, dude.
And then I'm going to think about me.
Yeah, yeah.
There it goes.
Let's go.
And to be clear, if you
I'm
get
really happy about this. Thank
if you,
you
get
guys so
over 50,000, you have to run more miles than that, right?
Yeah.
So people should donate.
What man, I wish we had someone come in here and walk in with just a fucking $100,000 check. Yeah. And you're like, okay, let's calm down. And then we get like another dude in here with a $100,000 check. And it just starts to like...
Should we call Mr. Beast?
You call Mr. Beast? Oh, this would be a great time to
call.
Yo,
send this to Mr. Beast.
Yeah, great time to call
Don't
Jimmy.
Out there? Do not send this to Mr. Beast.
Now it's not funny.
Nobody do. It's not funny.
Now he's not
no,
having
no, wait,
fun.
No, wait, wait, wait. No. Okay, I'm torn because I do want to raise the most amount of money possible.
Yeah.
So do send it to Mr. Beast.
But, you know...
Listen, there's a cap on the miles that I'm going to run.
You said there was no cap on the miles.
When did I say? Did I say no cap?
I asked you on Insanely Chill.
I was capping.
There's no cap,
no,
dude.
I was capping.
There's no cap, dude.
We're going to make him run 500,000
yeah.
miles.
Yeah. You're not going to get the podcast for a full year because you're just going to be on Forrest Gump mode. You're going to run back. We'll see you in a year, dude. You're going to have to run so much.
Yeah, just doing shitty Zoom episodes where I'm out of breath the entire time.
Where are you at?
Fuck you. I still haven't forgiven you. Man, well, thank you, guys.
Yeah,
this,
for
this
sure.
This is amazing. So now we're at $41,000 for After School All-Stars. That's amazing. I really appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you ever smoke weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
My arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
And now a song. Thank you, guys. By the way, guys, if you don't know why we have the instruments here, is because we watched all of Matthew McConaughey's six-hour live stream. 6 hours.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
The Art of Living.
The Art of Living.
Front to back.
He came on. His big entrance was with a bongo drum. So we would and we clipped out some of it, and we're going to watch it. We would watch it here, but I think that's probably ingested in the copyright system by now, so we're going to hit it in the bonus.
Yep.
And it is phenomenal. So if you want to tune in for that, just make sure you hit the bonus episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just looking at my breakfast over here.
What do you got?
Your boy's got liquids today. I'm on liquids today, man.
Why liquids?
Shout out Premier
Protein.
Oh,
I got COVID.
Yeah, I got COVID, yeah. Yeah, I came in that here and freaked everybody COVID. Out. I was like, yeah, what's up, gang? I got COVID. Everyone, is this going to count as like spreading misinformation? I don't want to get us in trouble.
About what?
Well, yeah, I was just saying a fun little prank that the folks can play on their friends is going to, you know, a little shindig, a little function, and immediately after dapping up the first person you see, stating that you have COVID.
How you doing? I'm all right. I got COVID.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
No, like.
Like literally this
today
morning.
Today I just tested positive. Yeah.
And then grab their drink and sip from it. Ooh, what is this? Oh, man. Is that, what was that, gin and tonic? Keeping it clean. Nice.
And then kiss them on the lips.
Yeah. Mwah.
Yeah. Good to see you, man.
Or say, I have COVID.
Fuck.
And then if you can, immediately sneeze.
Yeah.
If you can. There's got to be someone who can sneeze on command, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, actually.
There has to be someone who can just be like, yeah, watch this.
Oh, actually, if you squeeze your... isn't there something you can do? Oh, if you smell pepper.
Oh.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
No, the COVID thing. Jam it up your nose. That,
yeah,
you know
that'll...
the COVID test thing?
Yeah.
It causes it every single time.
Damn, now I'm thinking of stupid ass doing a COVID test at a kickback. Just right there, while everyone's pouring
that's
up
really
shots.
That's really good. That's really
just pouring
good.
Up shots. You're like, hold on.
Mid conversation,
yeah.
You're like,
yeah, no,
oh, don't mind me. I'm just you yeah. peel open the thing, what is, jamming it up your nose, twisting it.
What's going on? You might take a step.
What are you doing? Back. Sorry, 10 times. I got to do it 10 times. Other nostril, and then you take out the little thing. You drip the fluid in. Like what?
Ooh, a couple boogies.
Are
in
you
there.
Sick, man?
No, no, no. I'm just. Well, I might be.
I might know? Be. We'll
find out.
We'll see in 15 minutes.
Dude, that has to be a new prank kit. Auto positive COVID test.
And then you leave it.
On
you're like,
counter.
I'm gonna go grab a beer. Can you,
can you
keep an eye on that for me? Make sure no one touches that. Yeah. And then you just.
I'll be right back.
And they're all like, do you think he's sick? Is that a joke? I don't know.
No, but you share drinks with them for like.
I think I see a line. Yeah, oh, fuck.
Yeah. You share drinks with them for 10 minutes prior. Yeah. You're like, I don't really want this. You
you're
want
hitting
this?
Their vape.
Yeah. Okay, I guess on that. Thank you. Yeah.
Sorry to be a bother. Can I get another hit of that? Thanks.
Dude, mine died, you know? Mine died. hold on 1 second. Yo, what is that, dude? Oh, just a little Pfizer thing. I don't know. A little COVID test.
I've been sick as fuck all day.
It's got like a little fever or some shit, so just want to make sure I'm good.
I got a gnarly fever right now.
I don't know. My head's kind of hot. I just want to clear the air, you know? Make sure I'm solid. See if I need to dip. Yeah, doing it on the table where everyone's pouring up is, that's the wave.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Do you mind? Sorry.
That would be a great TikTok to film, like from afar.
Yeah.
Like some dude just taking it out. Did you see this one?
Taking a COVID test in the middle of the kickback?
Taking a COVID test in the middle of the kickback. Did you see this one? Have you seen this one? Okay, wait. I'm going to send it to Luke.
Oh, you remember Bobby Holiday?
No.
Gay dude who will walk up to random men and just start hitting on them as a
yes.
bit?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got some new ones. Oh, shit.
They're good?
Oh, shit, dude. One of them had me, like, rolling.
Send them. Let's watch it.
It was 3 a.m. because I haven't slept before midnight in, I don't know, years now.
Okay.
And Alina's eye, like, she has one eye open. And I'm like, isn't this fucking funny?
This is hilarious, right? Here, watch this real quick.
Will you hold my phone so I can make a quick TikTok? Thank you so much. It's already recording and ready to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah, this one is great, yeah. Let it rip. Here comes the hound dog.
Thank you. It's already recording and ready to go.
We send that to the Slack thread. Yeah. Bro, that's crazy. I haven't opened Slack in like at least 5 years. Hold on.
Well, that's that's not good.
Yeah. I haven't opened Slack since we left full screen. Hold on. We got a couple Bobby Holidays now.
Excuse me, Cocoa Puff.
reset. Yeah, I
didn't hear that. Oh,
Excuse me, Cocoa Puff.
Yo, this is water.
Excuse me, Cocoa Puff. What's going on? How you doing, man? You like that name?
He said, no, I don't want to be Cocoa Puff.
Cocoa Puff with almond milk.
That's cool.
Yes.
How you doing?
First of all, your hairline ain't receding. You're going to stop giggling, Biggie. You want all the
dreams. He said, you're going to stop giggling, Biggie. Yo, wait. Back it up 3 seconds. You're not ready.
You're going to stop giggling, Biggie. You want all the dreams. I used to read.
He's like, it was all a dream. He's doing Biggie's voice. Damn, the audio's terrible coming back, dude.
We're going to see anyway. No, you ain't just licked your lips.
No.
You fine to me, ain't you?
No, I'm fine.
The whole time the dude just keeps licking his lips. We have to watch the whole thing. And he just keeps mocking him, just like talking like Biggie. And then he just drops the act. It's hilarious. Like, this is just straight up harassment, but it's so funny. He's so good at just making up shit on the fly. He walked up to some dude in a 7-Eleven and he saw the company he worked for. And he goes, oh, hello. You work for Advance? And the guy's like, yeah. He goes, I'm starting there on Monday. And he just starts name dropping like crazy. And then the guy's like, where you come from? He's like, I used to work at Tri-State. And he's like, okay. Like, he's really just finessing the guy. He's like, and I'm training you? And you can tell the dude's off put. And he's like, yeah. He's like, what's your name? And he's like, Lictoria. He's like, I'm going to call you L Boogie. He's like, ugh, that sounds like a dude name. He's like, I want you to call me Lictoria. So fucking good, dude. Oh, man.
Have you seen the Francesca Stugatz thing?
Probably, but run.
She kind of does the same thing, but she'll just call up dudes, like random guys, and be like, hey, we met in the bar 2 weeks ago. Remember me? And they're like, And she's like, oh, Francesca Stugatz, remember we like took two shots together and you were telling me about your like soccer league? And they're like, oh yeah, what's up?
Oh shit.
It's so funny. Every guy like just falls for it. And they're like, man, sorry, I was kind of teasing before. I definitely remember you when you first called. It's so funny. Like, she'll get them to say the most absurd shit.
Damn it, dude. And for Brandon, dude. In for Brent.
Sorry, I fucking have COVID.
Yeah. you just gotta slap it out. That's how you get it out.
I'm sorry, dude. I got a horrible case of COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too late for you, Ryan. I've had it for a week.
Hi.
Yeah, dude.
Just a bunch of lonely guys.
It's just like dudes are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah.
You know, and single guys are like desperate.
Yeah.
So they're always like, oh, like just on the off chance that this is a hot girl that's going, they're like, yeah, I remember you.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Ow.
You ever been untouched by a woman for an extensive period of time and then you get a call from a stranger and you're like, please be you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like she usually knows something about them. So I kind of feel like fans like send her and they're like, hey, I met this guy. Can you call and pretend to? Yeah. Mm. We don't have to watch it, but.
I wonder if there's going to be a dude that can like reverse it. Like in the middle, he just drops her real name. He's like, Francesca, oh, you mean duh? She's like, what? It's like, we actually did meet last week. You told me all about these bits you do. What?
What?
Yeah. Remember the one that you didn't post? And she's like, yeah, there's that one you didn't post. You call that guy. Yeah, he's like a professional ice licker.
It's like the dude that does like the fake Omegles or whatever. We talk about that guy.
Oh, the dude where it's like it cycles through.
Yeah, and then it's him.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then he'll like run out of the back room.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Genius.
It's such a good prank.
It's genius.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned this before. Back in the day, we used to like take one of our friends and like we put them on like Omegle and be a girl. And then, you know, the dudes would be all hype. Whoa. And then me and then other dudes would crowd in and be like, yeah, you good night. Like, yeah. <It's fun. laughs>
Yeah, this is the guy.
Oh, here we go. Yo, shout out Ness. Ness, if you're seeing this, shout out you, man. This is a good bit. This is a good bit you do here.
You're killing it, man.
This bit is hilarious, man. Yeah, the bit you do, creepy bald guy. Yeah, that's that's a good bit, Ness.
3 hours? A 3-hour compilation.
Dude.
And you did it for 3 hours?
To do this live is hysterical,
Holy
man.
Fuck. How does he do it?
Let's see it.
But like I'm saying, like you've seen the ones where it like shifts to a different person entirely, yeah. And then he runs in the back.
I imagine,
like, does he pre-record those?
To, yeah. They just pipe in it all through OBS.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
These frames, man.
That's the whole video right there. That's it. It's an art
piece.
Oh my god,
I love your guys' energy. It is definitely a vibe.
I love yours.
Thanks. I have been around.
Yes. Wait, no, this is like scary.
Yo, what up?
Hello.
It's so fucking good.
You know that middle one with the giant rack? Dude,
click on that one.
Hey, nice bunk bed.
Thanks. You're not a man, right?
And you don't go to USC.
Oh yeah, I'm going to USC.
No, you don't. What major?
What major?
Mm-hmm.
Porn. That's my major. Porn.
Hilarious.
Yeah, good one, dude. That was.
You're funny.
The Mona Lisa, man.
I can't believe how many people go on Omegle.
Yeah, man, still.
Not to film content, just to go
just
on.
Just to
it.
Be on. Yeah, just to vibe.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, isn't it mostly kids on there?
I mean, look, clearly this is people of all. I mean, I guess, yeah. No, but remember when we did it?
Yeah.
On A-Ball and.
That's true, yeah. We had
that
some
dude
full
that
adults.
Was like.
Yeah.
What did he. The Southern guy.
Yeah. He had just gotten off work.
Yeah.
We kept getting him. That's how sad the daytime queue for Omegle is.
Yeah,
same nine
guy.
People
yeah.
during the day, man. Man, yesterday, I went to the TJ Maxx. I get all the deal. No.
Where was your show yesterday?
Oh, I was home.
Oh, okay. What was the last one? SF?
Vegas.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
I don't even know, man. No, it was good. It was a interesting venue. Music venues are always just odd for stand-up.
Yeah.
But the stage, it was a good like 25 fucking feet in the air. Dude, the front row, I felt so bad. That,
oh, damn.
I'm not exaggerating. Like, chin, you could put a ruler from chin to chest. And I think it was probably painful to laugh. Like, they're just like. And then, then they had an upper balcony with seats. And the sides were, like, turned facing each other. So everyone watching the show there was like.
Where was it?
MGM? Vegas. Oh, House of Blues.
Oh, right.
R.I.P. Palms, man.
I know.
Our Vegas performance doesn't count.
I know. It's sad.
Took it away.
No, they're rebranding it, though, I think.
Oh. Look that
up. Yeah, can you look that up?
Jarvis?
I'm actually curious. I'll always remember that.
Yeah. Candace.
We walked into that hotel. And
how much for a nuclear
missile?
We were
on the fucking... You know when you're like walking around the casino and the acts are like displayed on all the TVs? It was us.
Everywhere.
That was like one of the coolest feelings
on all the slot machines.
Was it like that for you?
No, I wasn't all over the casino.
You were on the TVs?
Oh, was I?
What hotel was it in?
I think it's connected to the Hard Rock.
Oh, okay, nice.
And then, right next to Mandalay Bay. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
So it counts. All right, we're still in there.
Different?
No, it's just reopened. Sick,
dude. I'm.
I was just gonna say, it's next to Mandalay, and it's like connected to Mandalay and like the Four Seasons and some other shit.
Theater at the Ace Hotel.
Oh no, that's LA.
Oh, that's Thursday.
That's Thursday, baby.
I'm coming to that, by the way.
Yeah, you're gonna see it in action.
Yep,
the fucking absolute terror, the absolute clinic I put on the. Shit is so corny.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Noel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm about to put on a clinic for y'all.
I'm about to, yeah. Yo, give me a... Call the coroner, because I'm about to murder this audience. Yeah, nah. Vegas was cool. I lost $300.
Playing?
Play a lot. Popped around the slot machines.
Nice.
Dude. We watched this lady, so I was trying to get on my coveted cow's slot machine.
Yeah.
And
always got to keep it farm-themed.
Yeah. Always
farm-themed. Or water-themed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We don't fuck with anything else.
Yeah. Actually, no, I went to one of the Asian...
I don't fuck with the Asian ones.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's the Duke coming out.
I'm kidding. It's going to be so funny. Yeah, no, I don't play fucking symbols on it.
I never.
Never would.
Asian machine. Ew. Whoever's listening to this is the most racist person in the world.
Welcome back to the most racist podcast online.
You need one of those radio drops with the lasers? Or like,
oh, we should definitely make that.
Welcome back to the most racist podcast.
We should make that for the cold open next time.
Yeah, it'd be a shame if you're listening
an
to this.
An hour of racial slurs. Yeah.
Every
you're about
slur.
To tap into an hour straight of commercial free racial slurs.
All slurs, all the time.
The person listening to this is definitely racist.
We'll do the jokes, Ryan.
Okay. Cool.
Bruh. Oh, man. It would be a shame if someone was listening to this in their car at full volume. Do you enjoy racial slurs? Then this is the station for you. 96.6 FM. Keeping it racist. Yeah, coming up, why we hate Asian slot machines and why white people fucking suck. Damn. Yeah, nah. Played the Asian slot machine. Buddy took my money. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the little pig slot machine. And they took my money.
Did they really?
I got and then
those rich little piggies.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Did you have you played them yet?
No, I didn't. We tried to find it forever.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Noel told me to get this one. I gotta find this one. He had a good time on it.
So I did have a good moment on Rich Little Piggies 2 times, but they did take my money as well. And then I had a good moment on the cows. But here's the best part about the cows. So. I'm starting to develop the slot conspiracies.
Okay.
One of my conspiracies. If the player's card, like receptacle, whatever you'd call that.
Yeah.
The player's card vagina.
Yep.
If it's broken, don't play.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's the easy one.
That's an easy one.
So one of the machines on the left, the player's card thing was busted. And I was really geeked to play cows, but I had a, I'm like, I don't think so.
Bad juju. Plus, by the way, sorry to interrupt, but fine. You rack up points so quickly.
Yes.
People don't know. Get a fucking player's card. If you're going to go to Vegas and spend any money at the tables, anything, even $100, get a player's card.
Yeah.
Because they'll give you a fucking free room.
Yeah.
In when you spend $200 or something like that. It's crazy how fast it actually
doesn't take much, dude.
Yeah.
So it was busted, and I said, this seat is the only one that's been open. And this is a fucking, what was it? A Sunday night or something?
Okay.
The casino's popping.
Yeah.
Why is there an empty chair?
Yeah.
I have a feeling because the player's card shit is broken. It's just burning people out. And I watched this person after person get owned. So I'm all right, conspiracy confirmed.
Okay.
Then we're watching this lady. I kept saying her balance is $30. She's about to leave. We're going to take over. When her balance gets to 60 cents, another 200.
Oh, okay.
Another 300. I think in the span of 30 minutes, she had to put $1,000 in that machine. And so we came back at some point, and she starts hitting massive. She's hitting crazy bonuses. And so to egg her on, I just start screaming like a preacher. She hit 600. I'm like, can we get 700? But won't he do it? Give her 8. And then she gets up to 1,000, and then Cash is like, so didn't she just put in 1,000? I'm like,
yeah, she's rinsing it.
Yeah.
Like everyone's hyped.
She's laundering it.
It's holy shit, she has $1,000. Everyone's like, yeah, but she put in three cents.
No, but that's not what it's about, dude.
Yeah.
You can't look at it all right?
My bad.
Fucking.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, keep going.
God, you're the worst person again.
I'm just poor.
Didn't he put in 1,000? So technically, he hasn't won any. Dude,
shut up!
It's a stupendous win! Do you not read the letters right there? Stupendous win.
It's a fantastic win.
Yeah.
God.
These are rare, dude. Enjoy the moment. God.
Why did I bring you here?
Pissed off on a stupendous win. I should be elated right now.
Dude. Thank God it wasn't an elating win. You would have ruined that for me.
We've never even seen one of those.
Yeah, hey.
God.
Bro,
we can only hope.
What's so funny is we were playing, the Buffalo one?
No.
Buffalo!
No. No, I haven't.
You laugh. Play the Buffalo machine.
You're gonna
scream
that.
It scream it?
Yeah. Whoa.
Is that it? What was that?
Look up Buffalo. Yeah, Buffalo Gold slot machine.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Can you search that?
Oh, I see this one all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's
why is it bad?
It cleaned me.
Hard to get the bonus.
When you get through the Buffaloes, you hear the guy go, Buffalo!
So this is
all right, so I'm playing, right?
Forest, prairie themed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wolves and buffaloes.
It's who's the dude with the blue ox?
Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan themed.
Okay.
This one... It was so funny. So I'm playing, and, I'm noticing the 3 coins. That's your bonus. How every slot machine has its bonus mechanism.
Yep.
Everyone's standing behind me, and no one's really played slots. Two of our friends, it was their, first time, really trying to gamble. They've never played slots before. So standing behind me, they're like, so how do you win? I'm like, well, you just got to look for the 3 coins.
Yeah.
And there's 2 styles of coins. They're like, oh, so is it that coin or that coin? Well, there's 2 different coins.
Yeah.
So you want 3 of them, preferably of the same type. They're like, okay. And they're like, what do the buffaloes mean? I'm like, they're probably wilds. And they're like, so what's the rose on the top? I'm like, it's probably a bonus.
Can you shut up?
Yeah. So as I'm explaining it, none of it's making sense. I'm just like, you guys don't get it. And then Cash is like, yes, we don't get it. I'm like, here we go again, dude.
Well, no, you also go, they go, what are the buffaloes? You go, probably a wild, and then a buffalo and a wild come at the same time. You're like, oh, no, I don't know, actually.
See, that's the point, is you never really understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as long as you understand it 70 to 80%,
yeah, you can
that's
play.
All you need.
Yeah.
And actually, that makes it more fun, because then there's a little mystery to it.
Yeah.
It's like, what are the buffaloes?
You just hit a button. Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually the best part about slots is... what I should have told you all when you were asking me the questions, I should have said, it doesn't fucking matter. And then I just could have kept spamming the button
as I'm
looking at the crowd.
Just fucking look for the stupendous win.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That's what this game is.
Yeah.
Okay? You just keep hitting it until it's fun.
Your money is just, well, you just spent $1,000, I think. Cash, shut up, dude.
That's hey, I made $90.
That's what I kept telling.
$90 was good.
I kept telling everybody, I'm like, no, this is the fun part when it takes $300 from you. This is when it's the most fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. We played roulette.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I watched this dude go from probably $100 to $600.
I love that.
I just like how are you actually good at roulette? That's crazy to me. Yeah.
I love it too because it's like the stack just grows so big
because
they dish it out in fives.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden he's just, you know.
Oh, he hit like a little starfish, chips. Man.
Yeah.
He had one on top and then one on each corner.
Oh my God. Yeah. And he hit that number?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Nailed it. And then it wasn't a really animated guy. But when he hit that, I just said, dude. And he smashed my knuckles. I don't think he's like, yeah. It came out. He was like, fucking. I go, yeah, you're feeling that shit, dude. Meanwhile, I'm losing money, and I just kept asking the guy, can I shove my money in the hole? Like, and I said, can I throw up in there after you take it all? Can I just puke?
Yeah, I'm sure he loved that.
Oh, he was geeking, man.
I'm sure he loved
that. He was
that.
Chuckling, man.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I feel like dealers hate that shit.
Oh, no, he was in good spirits. And then so I lost, and then the pit boss came over, and she goes, no, you have to double down on black. That's how you get it back. And I go, oh, yeah, like I'm going to fucking trust you. And she goes, you're going to wish you dead. And then,
yeah, but can I puke in that hole?
Yeah. Can I shit and cry in that hole? Can I puke?
What is in that hole?
Yeah. Let me in there.
Let me in the hole.
I want to be inside.
I be inside that hole.
It's a new fetish.
Listen to me, pit boss.
Yeah.
Let me see what's in the hole.
Yeah, that's a new fetish, man. Being shoved inside a roulette table. And then just chips getting poured on
you. Put me in the hole.
Put me in the hole.
I'm a little chip.
Yeah.
I'm a $5 chip.
I want to be a little chip.
I want to be in the hole.
Scoop me. Yeah, man.
Shit's really good, guys. Well, I'm going to Vegas, so I'm going to do four more opening sets in the next 2 months.
Let's go.
And
man.
Then I'm going in between weekends for a friend's birthday, so I'm going 5 times.
You're gonna
in the next 2 months.
So get ready to move.
For 3 months.
Get ready to move.
Yeah, I know. I'm, you know, checking out some real estate out there already. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, making sure I'm prepped.
There's plenty of it. Yeah. You can live pretty much anywhere there, dude.
Yeah, I'm thinking about living on the Strip.
Yep. In the Aria.
Planet Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, the worst one. I used to love Planet Hollywood, and I went there, I don't know how recently, and I said, man, this place like literally stinks.
Does it?
It's kind of stinky. Not the traditional stink.
Yeah.
It's just, it's pretty worn.
Yeah.
Because it's like dead center, so it's like a foot traffic.
Yeah, Vegas is getting old. I mean, not that it, I mean, have you seen that TikTok about like the worst Vegas hotels?
Mm-mm.
Like what the Rio looks like nowadays?
Oh, nah. I'm sure we took a gander through the Excalibur.
Oh yeah,
like a couple months ago. Holy shit! My memories as a child were extinguished.
That's a bummer.
I said, "Oh man, this place looks like I could push it over." What's happening?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like all that whole like first wave of hotels, they're all like plagued with bed bugs and deserted now.
So you're playing Excess?
Like, yeah,
4 in a row.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Excess, Encore Beach Club at night couple of the times.
Let me come through one of those and perform a song over like a Earl sweatshirt type beat.
Mm-hmm.
Just a weird
mid-set
opera sample. Just,
just mid-set.
Yeah. Oh. I told these bitches you better back up before I pack the back and the back of the back up. Yeah. You feeling that, Vegas? Let's go.
Woo.
I used to boof Benadryl and Sudafed in the back of the school bus. Boom, 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 boom. I punched my English teacher in the nuts.
What happened to the house music?
House music.
Yeah, just start freestyling. Yeah.
They're like, whoa, this song's interactive. Just picking up conversations in the crowd. Yeah, just one song.
Or you come on and I give you the mic and you could be like, you are listening to the most racist DJ in all of Las Vegas.
If you're here right now, you're here supporting the white race exclusively. And you hate others, and you are xenophobic. You are not here for anything other than the white race. Make some noise.
TikTok clips afterwards.
Yeah.
I accidentally went to the most racist DJ set.
When you go to XS and it's a KKK meeting.
Just a fucking burning cross in the middle of the crowd. Like, whoa, this shit's kind of bad. Yeah, dude.
But the best gambling. Did I tell you about the horse machine?
Oh, we watched the little toy horses? You
that's
did not.
The best one.
You did not?
Yes, that's my favorite Holy one shit. By far.
Okay,
dude, I cannot lose on that machine. I swear to God, it prints money.
I want
it's a cheat code.
I wanted to go in on that, but I felt
was there one?
I've walked past a couple.
Oh, okay.
But I you know, I was thinking I was better than people. Okay. I like elbow leaning, be like, look at these fucking look at these chumps.
Oh, what?
No, the whole time I want to be in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like looking at it, I'm like, look at it's a toy. Like yeah. I wanna be a part.
It's sick. It's like a carnival game.
Were the horses magnetic or were they on a track?
It's this. No, yeah, yeah. They're on a track. Yeah, it's this. Yeah, magnetic, I guess.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's super sick. But you mostly watch it on the screen because on the screen there's like a real animation.
Mm-hmm.
But so you basically bet on who's going to come one and two.
Yeah.
And it's like a grid, so you can bet on. It's so fun. And you can basically play the whole board so that you never lose.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
But
oh, and there's an instant replay? Oh,
the
sick.
Odds change every time. So it'll be like, occasionally, you know, it'll be like the odds of 4-1 coming in first in place.
Right.
First and second place are like 50,000. So you put a dollar on that.
Okay.
It's like the bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's just real horse.
Yeah, you're just doing real horse race bidding.
Same thing.
Yeah, is that how it works?
Yeah. It's all the same.
So there's like,
you ever bet the ponies?
I've bet like the Kentucky Derby one time through a friend. And that was the time that it was the only time in history where they like recalled the winning decision because they found out that they were cheating or whatever.
Oh.
And I won like a couple grand or something.
Well,
and I was in Vegas.
Wait, how are they cheating?
Can you look it up?
So you're
this
in
was
Vegas,
like 3 years ago or something.
You win a couple grand.
And they're like, oh my God, we won the Kentucky Derby. Holy shit.
And then
found out later that afternoon that it got taken back.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Doping scandal.
Only time it's ever happened, I'm pretty sure.
The winner failed a post-race drug test.
Oh, it's like, who gives a fuck?
It pissed
of
hot?
Of course they're on dope.
The horse tested for EPO?
No, they're not.
What?
They're not, of course, on dope.
They're all on steroids.
No.
They're all pumped full of wacky shit.
You know the ponies are on trend, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they got that trend cough.
Yeah. Damn, that's what gave it away?
Yeah, yeah.
The horse just falls over.
It's got a trend cough.
What year was this?
2021.
Yeah.
Betamethasone, an anti-inflammatory that is used to treat joint pain in horses, though allowed in some states.
Someone had some knee pain.
Kentucky bars any presence of the drug on race day.
Wow.
Such a shame, man. It's like they didn't even think about all the people that won money, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't even consider that.
They didn't even think about all the people who worked hard to fucking gamble.
Gamble, yeah.
To say, no one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, there's research involved. Cash, don't fucking undermine the hard work we do.
No, there is for the Kentucky Derby. That is true.
I don't want to turn this into the gambling episode, which it seems to be. It's 30.
Oh, no, dude. People want us to see
now,
evolve
but...
our content. Newsflash, people. We've done everything there is to do on this fucking website.
Yeah.
React to videos. We've done that like a thousand times.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
And at this point, we're desperately trying to get a steak deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make music. We've done that already.
Yeah, yeah.
What's next? Filming from our iPhones of us gambling at slot machines.
What's up? Down 19,500.
Yeah, yeah. And the content is unedited. It's hours long. And it's just this. Yo, we're here.
Yo,
we're here.
What's up?
So
45 minutes ago, we hit a stupendous win.
Stupendous win.
So we're kind of still riding that energy. Haven't had a lot of traction since then, no. But I really feel it's coming back.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to go walk in a circle.
Yep.
Because that seems to work.
Yep.
Around the Cinderella machine. I'm going to go do a figure eight around that.
And I'm going to pull my pants down and rub my butt on the Rich Little Piggies machine, you know, just to feel like a pig's ass. And then we're going to light it up. We're going to throw $5,000 in there. And then just.
All right. Seemed to like when I did this before.
Yeah. So you can
I brushed
see
up against it accidentally and we hit. So
you can see the screen now and here off away we go.
All right, we are down $19,500.
Don't fucking show me this, man. Those pigs, they I want to fucking eat them.
Those rich little piggies.
I want to I want to like cut a check for fucking
squeeze them.
My whole net worth and shove it in their hole. Show us the pig hole.
I've been what I was going to say is I've been betting on sports a lot
recently,
like getting into like yesterday I was betting on like over under for certain players.
Yes, keep going.
Who's the guy that nut tapped LeBron? Dylan.
Oh, Brooks. Dylan Brooks?
Yeah. Bet the under on him.
Damn. Hit. I thought you were going to tell me you could bet on like sack taps.
Yeah.
Probability of
number
sack
of
tap.
Nut taps.
You just hit it. It's like, I'm going to bet Dylan Brooks sack taps.
No, but I did. I fucking bet on the Ryan Garcia fight that there'd be a knockdown in the first four rounds, and I hit.
Oh. What was the payout?
It was like plus 270 or something for the odds.
Okay.
Remember, did you watch the fight?
I was live.
Fuck, that sucks.
Yeah, I just got off stage, and I went on Twitter, and I just saw a tank just like, I'm like, guess he lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you come away from boxing matches, and you're like, was that a good fight? Did I enjoy it? I was on the edge of my seat the whole time, but I don't know if I enjoyed it.
I think it's tough with Tank because, I mean, that...
He's
good, dude. He's extremely good, and his fucking knockout power is it's genuinely absurd for his size.
Yeah.
He's 135 pounds. He could fucking flatline you.
Yeah.
He could probably be
5 and a half, I think.
He could probably be like 160, and I bet you if he hit you with that same body shot, like, you would shit yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and Keith Lee, food TikTok guy who used to fight, he called it perfectly. He's like, oh, yeah, once Tank gets on the inside, it's over.
He called it like perfectly.
He's like, he's like seventh round.
He called that before the fight?
Yeah.
Seventh round body shot, he said.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, he called it perfectly because it's true. Like, Ryan is so much taller and longer than Tank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dude.
He was outboxing Ryan big time.
Yeah. I mean, Tank is... As far as like activity goes, I feel Tank's had more fights in the last couple of years than Ryan's had anyway.
Yeah.
And that dude, Luke, who knocked Ryan Garcia down, you know, that guy is arguably not as accomplished as Tank. So I think it was a layup for Tank. I don't know who can fight Tank at this point that is really going to challenge him.
Yeah.
Another really good dude is a guy named Devin Haney. But I think Tank would edge out Devin Haney. So, yeah. So, you bet, though.
Yeah, and I won. But I did. Then I bet on Ryan winning the fight.
Rip.
So, but I won way more on the knockdown in the first four rounds, so I was happy.
So, plus 270, so that's 100 to win 270?
Yeah.
Nice.
And that was the first sports bet I've won, like, on my own account. That one.
Nice.
So, it's not been going well.
Yeah.
I've had to refund, like I drained my account, had to refund it one time, and that was the first one I won.
Nice.
So now I'm kind of just flush with cash, playing with house money, you know?
Yeah. So what other sports are we betting on? B-ball?
I've been doing...
You're doing this all legally.
NBA and the fights, and I've been doing hockey, I've been doing lacrosse. No, I'm kidding.
I'm like, lacrosse, bro. Damn.
Bocce, polo.
Cricket.
I've been doing cricket.
Yeah.
Mahjong.
Yeah.
Mahjong.
billiards, professional billiards.
Yep.
I'm betting on pool players. Yeah, bowling.
That's good. I was just earlier, I was going to interrupt you and say I had a bajillion dollar idea.
What?
We collab with Steak.
Okay.
And we build a replica of the horse racing machine, but it's NASCAR.
Oh, my God.
We put that shit in
Kansas
City. That's
a really good idea.
We put that shit in Kansas City.
Or Vegas.
Vegas, too.
Yeah.
But I mean, just Kansas City, Tennessee, wherever. We will ether middle America's bank account.
That's a really good idea.
We will take all their money.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Just brand it
all. You should start a casino.
Yeah.
Should we?
Sure.
Let's just start one.
I love it. We donated to charity at the beginning of this, and we're like, actually, let's take money back from people.
Yeah. Yeah. From innocent people. Yeah. Let's do that.
No, that's a really good idea. Actually, you could take that concept of things racing and just... Yeah. You know, apply it to anything.
Racist. Dude, you could... Oh, man.
Huh?
Racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, racist machines.
Yeah. The most racist machines in all of America. Formula One, NASCAR, you know, Formula...
Race different races.
Race different races. Damn, just in the middle of it, it's just like... just like a... it's just the Olympics, and it's just black, white. Which is the best
your race?
Pick your race.
Pick your race. Race wars.
Yeah.
Do a little Iron Man machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan, we do the joke. Okay. I would play the shit out of an Iron Man machine.
See?
Yeah.
I got to figure out if I'm going to, like, you know, God willing, I finish the race. I got to figure out if I'm going to get the tattoo, like, right after. Any ideas on where I should get it?
So that's the thing, you just get a tattoo?
No, the M dot, like the logo.
Oh.
It's like kind of the classic thing. People get actually, I was thinking about, yeah, just get a full back piece of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
By accident.
Jarvis, tattoo my ass.
No, like the little logo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can I see what the logo looks like before I...
I just have to pick the least stupid place to put it.
Well, everyone does that.
On the calf?
Where I've seen it so many times.
I don't really want to do the calf.
No. Look up like Iron Man.
Iron Man. Just make it one word.
Oh, the M dot. Dude, you know what I think you should do? Third eye. Dot M in between your eyes.
Okay. Yeah. Anywhere else?
Like margin. Oh, shave a patch in the back of your head and have them do it on your head and then grow the hair back over.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That'd
so people
wild.
Can't see it.
Yeah.
But I know it's there.
Yeah.
Ear would be kind of cool.
Behind
your
the ear?
Your lobe?
Wouldn't that just hurt like hell?
I got big lobes. What did Tom say about Shiv's ear
big,
lobes?
Chunky.
Yeah.
He said, licked the ear. Yeah, he's like barnacle meat.
Barnacle meat.
You got thick ear lobes.
The flick? She's like, ow, what the fuck?
She liked it, though.
I know.
Abusive, dude.
Yeah. Good episode.
Yeah. I know, but don't talk about
it. Yeah, Nima's going to get pissed at us.
Yeah. Nima got mad.
Nima texted our group furious.
Some pretty funny comments last week.
Really?
Don't waste... This dude. Don't,
I saw that one, too.
Don't waste 10 minutes, so we won't waste a second.
Nima was mad?
Well, because Nima doesn't follow instructions, so...
Didn't you... Insert my audio recording of saying skip to this timestamp. He texts us. He's like, you guys said Succession and I'm freaking out because like I haven't watched. I'm on episode 3 and freaking out. And then he like multiple texts. And then he's like, hey, I don't know where to go. And I'm like, dude, it should tell you where to skip to. He's like, I fast forwarded 10 minutes and you're still talking about it. I'm not listening to this episode anymore. He's like, I'll just tune into the next one.
Yeah, it's probably on his phone in his Tesla while it's automatically driving.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm freaking out. There's no eyes on the road. Yeah. Not a single pupil on the road. I can't see what to do because I'm on my phone while my car is automatically driving.
Episode 3 of the first season?
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy when you find out that No, cut that out.
You know who did that shit? You know who did that shit?
What?
Alina's fucking co-host Sarah did that shit to Alex.
No way.
She just, dude, in the middle of it, like they're talking, she's like, well, and he hasn't started it yet. He's wanted to see it. And Alex is just sitting there like,
no way.
So funny, dude.
Do you remember those classic videos of people driving by the people waiting in line to see Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Screaming, Snape kills Dumbledore.
Yeah.
They're like, no! And they're like waiting in line, like dressed up to see the movie. And there are people like drive by with a megaphone. Snape kills Dumbledore. Snape kills Dumbledore.
No, the best one, dude, was you remember Leroy Jenkins?
Yeah.
There was
like a video?
Yeah. There's a meme version of that where it like started and then it hard cuts. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it's just that Windows Movie Maker edit and it's just all the spoilers of Harry Potter like on turbo. Like if you even accidentally watch 3 seconds, it just fucks up like 5 books, dude. It just ruined. Can you look that up? Leroy Jenkins, Harry Potter spoilers. I remember, and I think it plays Rick Astley on just like 2x speed. It's like, "Are we gonna give you?" Dobby dies. Dobby. It's like I think it says like it's like the page numbers. I want to say it's like the page numbers. It's like Dobby dies, page 300. Like this.
Fuck, man. That's so good.
Yeah, so we want to talk about Succession. We want to talk about that. Yeah, just mute it. Mute it.
Yeah, censor it.
Yeah. There's no way this video. Oh, it's not available anymore. Oh, damn it, dude. Yeah, it has to be somewhere, man. It was so funny. Just raw text and page numbers, man.
Did you see the thing about
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, this video's great.
My wife was like, we shouldn't watch Succession last night because she wanted to wait. And I was like, I have to watch before I go
to
work.
Yeah.
It's like, I cannot.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
How good was that last scene?
Can you send me a picture of your brother's faces?
So good, dude. I was reading the Reddit thread afterwards trying to just get my opinions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone was like, I love that the only thing that worked out for Kendall was the opposite of what he was hoping would happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Well, do you think he's going to take it?
Yeah. I mean, again, I was reading another opinion of mine.
Yeah.
A comment on Reddit.
Yeah.
And someone said, they're gonna take it, but then they're gonna be at odds with Mattson, which is gonna kind of push them away, and Shiv is gonna.
I figured Shiv is gonna try to cozy up to him, maybe tickle his fancy.
Mm-hmm. Dude, the thing with the blood, we shouldn't talk, you know. We can't spend any time on this. I laughed so hard at the blood thing, though. just like
weirdo.
Yeah, but like, not like it was like an accurate representation of like a tech billionaire guy, sort of.
I mean, wasn't there that whole thing where they were taking young people's blood and injecting it? Didn't like Elon do that?
Yeah, you're talking about what's the name for it?
Yeah, look it up. Blood transfusion, young people.
Wasn't it like Ellen was? Yeah, I think it was a rumor, but it was like a conspiracy theory. What I'm thinking about. It was like they're sacrificing young people and injecting their like blood and stem cells so that they could look younger. That's why like Ellen like hasn't aged and she's like 80 or whatever. Bullshit, but.
Is it, though?
Is it?
Blood libel. What the fuck is it called? Oh, damn it. I didn't. Adrenochrome.
Yes, adrenochrome. That's
yeah, when
is.
You say chrome.
Google that.
How do we do it?
I
How
want
many
it.
Young
I want
boys
it.
Do we need? Get us those young boys, man.
oxidation of adrenaline. It was the subject of limited research from the 1950s through the 1970s.
That's what Nike's doing, man. They got the young boys making the shoes, and then they're taking their blood, mm-hmm. and then staying young forever, selling it to Hollywood.
I've been watching. I finished Beef.
Don't talk about what you've been watching, dude.
Oh yeah,
don't
sorry.
Waste a minute yeah. talking about what you've been.
Well, we both like watching shows.
Doesn't matter.
Me on my fridge.
Yeah.
Me on my Apple Watch.
Me in my home theater.
And we've talked about shows forever on this show.
Don't waste a fucking minute.
So whoever left that comment,
if you're gonna talk about Beef, I'm leaving.
Because you haven't seen it.
I've seen one episode.
Oh. Yeah, I mean it was fucking crazy. When Danny dies. Yeah.
That crazy ass scene when Steven Yeun falls down on a mountain.
No, those things don't actually
run
happen.
Over by a car.
They don't happen.
Yeah, they don't happen. Or do they?
The last episode was weird as fuck, though.
Which one was it?
Nah, never mind. We can't talk about it. God damn it.
Don't talk about
Let's
it.
Let's talk
dude.
About other things.
What else is there in life, dude? I lost all my money this weekend. I did stand up. What else do you want to know?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
There's nothing more in life other than gambling and watching TV shows.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's it now.
Yeah. We're 50.
We're 50 and we're out of touch.
We're 50 years old, dude.
It's gambling and TV.
The mind has an incredible appetite for losing money.
Yeah.
It's crazy how a human brain can just be okay, like... You know, oh, yeah, you know the craziest shit? Last time me and Steven went to Vegas, there was this lady playing two cows machines.
I'm down 5,000.
Really?
Just smashing two. We're like, get the fuck out of here. We're just doing the G.I. Joe PSA. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
No, I think the solution is add one more to the
play
mix.
Play three. Yeah.
Like she's playing bongos.
That actually would be funny to just occupy... A whole
people do that
whole cabinet, and they're just walking up and down and like, can I get a?
I was to sit down, and they're like, no, you're gonna interrupt the flow.
This is mine. Yeah, dude. Go if you're gonna go, man. I think you gotta get saucy. Then you gotta do a high roller slot.
Oh yeah,
$10 spin.
Yeah, I would do that actually. I would do it. I would put in $100 and just lose it all, just to say that I did it. 10 spins.
Okay.
$100, 10 spins. Well, no. Of course, I would hope that I would hit some sort of win.
I think you go 1,000 to see if you can get like 300 or 400 and then you're done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the Dana White strategy.
Yeah. Well, the Dana White strategy is, I don't pay my fighters anything and I take what I would have given them and I put it all on black. Hallerhead.com.
Put it on 00. Yeah. Very rarely hits. Has never hit for me, personally.
The odds of this thing hitting are, it's like 1 in 1,000,000, but it doesn't fucking matter because it's not money that I give a shit about, and it's money that my fighters would have never made.
Yeah. It's not technically mine. It's theirs, but I have it.
Yeah.
All right, should we cruise to the bone zone?
We could. What is this, edible anus chocolates? Let's eat some of these on the podcast. Edible anus? You're kidding.
Is this real? Yeah.
But is it real anus or is it real?
Yeah, what's the
anus?
What's the real part of it? Just the label or?
Is this just.
What website is this?
Edible anus.
Reddit.
Yeah, search that. Edible anus.
Reddit.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's suggesting that this is for the anus is that all of the chocolates are textured like penis heads, and they're kind of shaped like them.
No, it has like the ribs of a butthole. Why would you say penis head?
I guess I just meant like the, you know.
Is this just the name of the brand? Because that's kind of sick. What, the anus?
I'm an idiot. You're right. It is an anus.
That made Britain great. I don't fully understand this, if I'm being honest.
That's okay. That's good, probably.
No, go to the About Us. Let's read. Oh, yeah, these are anus molds. I'm a fucking moron.
I mean, yeah. an anus and a lip and a pair of lips.
The chocolate anus was born. The world's first chocolate anus first saw the light of day in 2006. London artist Magnus Irvin made a range of them in multicolored chocolate to present in an exhibition.
How did he do it?
At that show.
He definitely took a mold of his own asshole.
Initially, Mr. Irvin tried to cast his own anus with messy and disastrous results, whilst explaining his failure to a chance acquaintance at a bus stop. He was gratified to find that his fellow bus passenger was willing to allow him to cast her anus. The job was done in just over half an hour later that afternoon, and all subsequent anuses have been based on this casting. It is a matter of interest that the person who kindly donated her service has no idea that her anus has now gone global.
Was she hot, though?
That's crazy to have a stranger just in your apartment with her ankles by her head, like on her neck. You're like, how's that?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect.
What was the conversation like? Like, how did he even broach that with her?
He's just sitting down at the bus stop.
He's like, what are you doing? Yeah, exactly.
He's like, oh, what's wrong?
I've just... I don't want to... I'm an artist, and I tried to create a mold of my anus, but it was too painful. It was quite messy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have an anus.
I suppose we all do, don't we? Yeah, yeah.
We haven't eaten anything today.
Yeah, would you like to try?
Make a mold of my anus?
Yeah.
Yes, well, bloody hell.
Okay, then. We'll get off in a few stops at my apartment and we'll cast your anus. That's pretty...
She's sitting there like this. Yeah. He's casting her anus. She's like, I thought this whole thing was a euphemism for, like, we're going to have sex.
No.
I'm for real. I'm making butthole chocolate.
I feel like it's pretty British to be like, yeah, holy shit, dude. I could eat that out. I could lick that.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I didn't really get the whole perspective before.
But you see what I meant when you just look at, like, the half... Like from an angle, I thought it was,
yep.
And the phrasing "edible anus chocolate," I took that literally. Like, oh, you eat this with your ass?
Yeah.
Like, or I put a comma in there mentally.
Yeah,
edible anus
chocolates. Yeah.
What I was gonna say, I feel it's pretty British to just kind of like, what you do for work? I'm an artist. All right, what you working on? You know, I tried to create a mold of my anus, but it didn't quite work. Oh, you need a model? I do, actually. Okay. I've got 30 minutes. Right. And then they just go do it.
Yeah.
And then the ankle's by the head, and then she's like...
Do you want to go to the pub after this?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, bro. Oh, it's bonus
time, dude. Why don't we do the penis ones?
Oh, we mold our penises?
Yeah.
So they're like...
Yeah. So it's a chocolate chip?
Yeah. Yeah. Just a can of sprinkles. 100,000 molds. One-to-one scale. No, I was going to say we should bonus this.
Oh, my God.
This is just porn.
It's only $15.
To cast your own.
This is a wonderful Valentine's Day gift. Or, no, you know, Mother's Day.
Dad, I've got you something.
I actually can't believe like this is real. I thought they would have just made chocolates that look like that.
Yeah.
And lied about the casting the asshole thing. Like, it's pretty easy to make that.
Yeah, it looks like you just cut down the middle of an orange.
Yeah. Wow. All right, let's jump to the bonus.
Yeah, can we watch this girl mold her ass?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Molder S? You're gonna love this Matthew McConaughey thing.
Yeah, you're gonna love our Matthew McConaughey.
No, you are. It's so good. He's standing his stage. Behind him, he has screens with all the people that bought like the Zoom pass or whatever, sick. And it's all middle-aged mothers.
Well, dude, you saw we fired some people up, man.
What?
We fired some people up.
What do you mean?
The Maddie McConaughey's.
Really? They were in our comments?
Hard, bro.
Really?
Riding hard.
Like saying what?
Saying mean shit, dude.
Actually?
About us.
No way.
Like, Noel and Cody are just so condescending.
Did they actually say that?
Hey, he's trying to do something positive, man. At least it's free.
In the comments, they were saying,
you may not fuck with it.
Wow.
I was like, oh.
Holy shit.
Maddie, get off your burner, man. Talk to us like a real professional.
I just think like people like that are A-list like him don't have really dedicated. Because you can't really get that close to him, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm surprised to find that people like have his back like that.
I think.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. I think he kind of has that old guard Hollywood to him.
Yeah.
Where he's like one of nine celebrities.
Yeah.
And he's the one that people chose.
Yeah.
Matthew is my guy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you read his book or whatever, and you would feel like you know about his life and you know about him as a person.
You think, look this up. Are there Matthew McConaughey posters?
We should get one. This wall is still blank as hell.
Yeah. It's true.
We gotta fill that up. Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, this photo has probably been at some person's work desk for 15 years.
Is that your husband?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice photo. Is that your husband?
Yes.
I wish.
No, not I wish.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. It is. That is my husband. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that one's just fucking hot. The other one was more of a joke, but one's just straight up sexy as hell.
Well, where I was going with this was, you know, before the phone, if you were a hot guy, you were printed on paper. Like, they would burn down trees to be like, this guy needs to be in your fucking office and your bedroom.
Yeah, that's funny.
He's from that era.
Yeah. To be printed.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just some fucking, just some Brazilians in a forest.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's this for? Matthew McConaughey posters.
Ah.
Nice. Yeah. So I think you're right, because if you project current day, it is hard to get close to him. But because I think he's a hot poster guy.
Yeah.
He has that.
I think like the most people that are like online, like, you know, like looking for hate about the people that they like, and then being like, how dare you hate these like BTS fans Harry Styles fans. It's like modern day celebrities that cultivate that kind of fan base. But I feel like Matthew's like too old for that.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe you're right. It's just the poster crew.
Yeah.
It's all the people that had him as a poster.
You can tell it's poster crew because everyone that got like really hot with us. Paragraph.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, that's like, you know, that's like some middle-aged behavior.
Yeah. And to think that, I know, it's also like he's so famous that like us making fun of, like, it just doesn't even,
it does not.
It's a drop in the bucket. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
This came out yesterday. Yeah,
dude, I'm not, close this. I'm not reading it again.
I want to, dude. I want to see.
No, we can read on the break. I'm not going to, listen. Listen here, Cooter Town. you're gonna dog us out, and your name is Cooter Town. Okay.
What's so funny about the whole McConaughey thing? Yes, the advertisement is a bit spammy. It's marketing. He's giving a free sort of masterclass to share some life experience and help people through hardship. Not for everyone, sure, but isn't that just very kind and selfless? The VIP thing for which you pay is not too much. Is not too much?
Look, hold on.
He's got a spell over these people.
Don't you wish you were this sexy?
Yes. Yeah.
Where you're like, come see me for $40. And people are like, oh, so kind and selfless of you.
Yeah.
For you to come down from up there.
It's a virtual road trip.
Yeah.
You know?
Matthew, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You should be going on road trips by yourself. With your friends, not us. Us,
you're too kind.
Our lowly little, regular, ugly little selves.
Wait, go back. I want to finish it. It includes being part of the Zoom call where you can directly ask him a question. But even better, You donate food/meals to people in need. That's okay. Actually cool.
That is cool.
I don't know any more about it than the next person.
Rip. Okay, Cooter Town.
This just made me a little upset hearing the boys call it a scam. Matthew is trying to do something good here and give back, which I think should be applauded rather than made fun of.
Okay, and you know what I'm going to say to that, Cooter Town? You're talking to two world-renowned engineers, okay? And you know what we see? When we see a website with a form that says, come on for the ride. First name, last name, email, address.
You cannot look at that website and not think that that's scammy. That's what scams look like.
Dude, this web design is?
What?
Put in your name for a free gift card.
Yeah.
That's what this web design is. That's why we think it's a scam.
Yeah.
Okay?
But we're going to find out for real.
Yeah, in the bonus.
In the bonus. So join our website.
Yeah.
We have the
ride through space.com.
Yeah, yeah. We got to make our shit look more like this, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Just a big old button. Click here for the space road trip.
Yeah. And Midjourney us, like, as sexy as this.
Yeah. Okay, see you guys in a second. I'm going to pee real fast.
Is this an edible anus?
This week on The Bone Zone.
Tapping into your full potential?
I don't know, find it. I want to go all in on his cock and balls.
It, like, my shit turns to, like, thick sludge.
I want to eat this now that you say that.
We're here to go deep.
Yeah, get some water flowing. Make it cry a little bit.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.